coming up on Emulate This.
Coming up on this episode of the Emulate This podcast. We recorded this show about 2 months ago, and it's been filed away ever since. It was when Urich was out with laryngitis, and filling in for Urich was my brother Jeff and our buddy Joe. We had absolutely no plan for this show, and it went really sports heavy. We talked stuff like Tiger Woods, would he ever win a major again? We talked about if we won the lottery, would it change us? Rory argued that if he was in the major leagues with his skills, he would bat 100. But it wasn't all sports. We did open up the mailbag, answered a listener email concerning Final Burn Alpha. And next week on Emulate This, we get back on track with the retro games you all love. But until then, let's start the show. Urich's still not here. He's out with laryngitis, you know, still. But not still. We were, last week's show, or the show we did, you heard right before
I'm
this,
the mayor!
There he is. It's the same day. So he's still out, but it's the same day, so it's, you know, all in the same. Rory, how you doing?
You sure about that?
Yeah. Rory actually brought over some ravioli. We just had some ravioli. That was good with the meat sauce.
Mamma mia!
It's very good. In between shows, I feel like I have energy now.
Nothing like some Sunday ravioli.
I know.
Sunday ravioli dinner.
Right before Snowmageddon.
That's right. Joe's still here.
That's right.
And it's going to snow
here.
Soon.
I'm never leaving.
And then my brother Jeff's here.
What's happening, guys?
Yeah. Welcome, Jeff.
Hey. Look at this.
Right.
We've got five people. Hey. See, when Eric's not here, we get five people
it's
in here.
It's a goddamn party when Eric leaves.
I know. Jeff, were you on the show before?
No, first time.
I thought you were. Maybe you sat in.
Kevin was on.
Oh, Kev was here. Yeah.
Twice.
Yeah, okay. I don't know if Keith ever was, my other brother.
No.
Yeah, he's a big hit.
I think he showed up and sat on the couch.
Did he? Oh, he just hung out and had a few beers.
He's too suave.
We welcome that. We welcome people to come out and have a few beers.
Too cool.
Right. Too suave.
Yeah, so thanks for coming on. Jeff, Mike.
We should have a contest.
What's that?
I don't know. But we should have a contest where the winner gets to sit on the
A listener
fucking,
comes in and sits in the couch.
Sit on the fucking couch.
Sits on the casting couch. I don't know what happens on that casting couch.
What a great prize.
That couldn't possibly be weird. No.
Yeah, so this isn't an actual episode with a plan. We have no plan right now.
It's going to be a disaster.
We don't have any topics to
talk
about.
Thanks, Eric. Thanks.
We might not even talk about games at all. We might talk about some games. But we might talk about music or movies.
If you're in the video
or
game.
Sports, or
find something else.
We could talk about the Discord.
Please
talk
keep
about
listening.
Whatever the fuck
everyone.
We want to talk about. Rory, you all right over there?
I sneezed.
Oh, you did?
Here we go. Rory's been sick for the last like 3 months.
Rory probably shouldn't be here either.
I don't want to sit next to Rory, guys.
All right. Rory's hanging in there.
We got some beers.
Some ravioli. Yeah, I know. I got the Jack and Cokes.
Oh, boy. Nice. Jack's back.
Remember the conversation with Rory? He said he would bat.
He's a janitor.
Did you say you could bat 100 if you played baseball or something like that? Wasn't it like Rory could bat 100?
This was like 15 years
this
ago.
This is a very long time ago.
One out of every 10.
I remember this conversation.
In the major league, you think you can bat 100?
No,
I think I could bat 100.
Well, I say
no. I don't think you make contact.
You would never make contact.
Exactly.
100 is pathetic.
You would never blindly.
You would get a hit. One out of every 10 at bats, you get a hit.
You would never.
Against guys throwing 90 to 100 miles an hour, you get a hit. One out of every 10 at bats.
With precision.
Ryan Howard couldn't even do that for the last 5 years of his career.
But with precision pitching. Don't even worry about 90 miles an hour.
Locate.
Like with precision pitching.
Locate. And they change speed.
Exactly. You would never be able to make contact. You wouldn't even hit a fucking foul ball.
Do I need to actually get on base for it to count?
That's it.
Yes. That's
Jesus Christ. What are you talking about?
Actually. Foul ball doesn't count.
What I'm talking about is
you wouldn't be able to get the bat around fast enough.
If I hit and still get out, that doesn't count.
That doesn't count. No.
If we went to a batting cage,
you wouldn't hit the ball.
Rory, I'm telling you, if we went to a batting cage and we set it to 80 miles an hour, you wouldn't be able to get the bat off your shoulder and make contact with the ball before the ball was passed.
I'll tell you what, I went to a batting cage not that long ago.
I have played Dark Souls, right?
Oh,
I remember, I don't know, it's a shame. It's a shame Eric's not here because we were in the same grade, so we did the same. Because Joe, you didn't play baseball.
I played like T-ball. Yeah, I kind of got into like soccer.
And hockey. Like yeah. So yeah. me and Eric, we played baseball, and there was a guy. I'll just say his name is Jared. He pitched, I believe it was 60.
All right.
Which is
that
fast.
Was fast
yeah,
as
that
fuck.
Age.
Oh,
when you were in junior high,
that was
12.
Fast
yeah.
as fuck. You were afraid to go up to the plate and like fast. Deal with those pitches.
Yeah. That's like you go to the things on the boardwalk. You know,
oh, and you try to pitch?
And you're throwing 40. There's no
right.
way I can only
right.
throw 40. There's
right,
no way.
Right.
They're like, sorry, you lose. No stuffed animal
Leave
for
the
you.
Boardwalk.
I want to go on a run. I'm going to start, you know, different video games, sports games. I'm going to create teams based on, with characters on us mm-hmm. and our listeners.
Okay.
You know, so I'm going to run out a whole baseball team.
Nice.
I'm going to do a basketball team.
You got a football team.
Football. Absolutely. I got to do football. And, you know, you're going to see, you know, our listeners on there, all the people with the nicknames, like even the new guy, P-Funk. Clinton from South Africa, he's going to be in there.
That's two in a row. Right. Take that back.
He's going to be in there.
We mentioned you twice in a row.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that with baseball. Baseball, MVP 2005, which is my favorite baseball game of all time. An amazing baseball game. I think it might be voted the number one baseball game.
Hey, Ryan,
ever.
Let's say there's five of us here.
Yeah.
So stack your basketball team. Where would you put each of us?
All right, so here's what I do. If I was going to start a team,
we're
well,
all way too short except for Jeff. Jeff's a center.
See, I don't know.
It's a 6'3" center right there.
Do I want Jeff?
You're a goddamn
normally
power.
A small point guard.
I don't know if I want Jeff at center. Do I put him in power forward?
Well, yeah, I guess.
I can shoot.
Yeah, but you have to.
Shoot.
What
you
do you want,
to,
Jeff?
But you have to keep in mind, like, all
put
of our heights.
On the three-point
heights.
Line like Embiid.
Because me and Joe are pretty.
Yeah, I got to put it all in perspective.
Shorter.
Sorry. So, Jeff, you know what? You are going to be the center.
All right.
All right. So, Jeff's dedicated center.
Okay.
Rory, I'm going to put him at. Power forward.
That's
power
about
forward.
Right.
I am.
Yeah.
I am
right.
powerful.
So powerful. Yeah,
that's right.
Not
especially
quite
basketball.
A wingman, but you're there. Power forward.
I'm just there. I've been chasing your ass for 45 minutes.
By the way, remember when we played rebound and Rory like wouldn't fucking play? So you really want to put him at power forward? He'd sit on the goddamn parts. We'd be like, Rory, why don't you fucking play? You'd be like, fuck you guys.
Rebound. Remember them days.
That's
just
a fun
truth.
Game.
Right. So anyway, Roy's a power forward.
Let's not say things we can't take back.
Mike's obviously the point, right?
Okay, why obviously?
Yeah, he's kind of like that little...
Mike's like a good
like
point.
A point.
He's a good
guard.
Point.
I'm a little guy.
He's like a T.J. McConnell.
He's like Speedy Claxton.
He's like
kind of like T.J. McConnell. He works hard. He steals the ball.
Shoots free throws.
Kinda, he
scrappy.
Hops around.
Gets
scrappy.
Fouled.
Scrappy. Ooh.
Yeah.
Mike's scrappy.
I'm scrappy.
Scrappy.
Yeah, we'd put together a nice team.
I'm JJ Redick.
What about Joe?
You are JJ Redick.
I'm just stroking cotton.
I would
all day.
Go. Joe's would be the other guard.
I could shoot.
And okay. then Ryan, you'd
I'm
be
the,
another,
I'm the white shooter.
You'd be the other forward.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I think so.
Yeah, it'd be solid. Let's go out and play some.
I think we'd have a solid team because we all do different things.
I think we'd have a terrible team.
We'd have flannels.
Like, you see Rory, like, because he's a forward, he's just like just sitting there, just bored out of his fucking mind.
Yeah, you ate basketball, right?
Oh,
let's be honest.
God. First of all, I wouldn't be like mouth breathing the whole day. I wouldn't be like,
I hope not.
I hope not.
Not against the good teams.
I brought you ravioli. Take it back. Take it back.
Oh, shit.
Hate so yeah, bring us ravioli.
That's coming out. I'm going to start creating some teams, and I'll give updates on the show, you know, on the league and the teams and the stats and all that.
Mm-hmm.
We had some listeners.
We could be a cricket team, Ryan.
Oh. We could make a cricket team.
I don't even know the positions.
What are the positions there?
Wicket.
No idea.
First base.
You got a hitter, right? You got somebody
hits
the ball.
I guess you have a pitcher.
I have an honest question.
You have outfield?
I'm just like oblivious to cricket. Is it the same
the
thing? So like polo, like the game of polo with the horses, is
not
it the same?
No. Not at all. No,
it's like
water
polo. It's like
but
baseball.
Is it the same mallet though? I'm saying like the thing they hit.
No, they use a flat stick in cricket.
Think of a baseball bat flattened.
Yeah, okay.
And then they hit it like.
Yeah, you got to hit it underhand. Like,
but don't you have like a cricket set? Like
croquet. Oh my god!
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. I got four sports. All right.
No, we're going to give him a drop for that one. Jeez.
Yeah, give me a drop.
He was way off.
I don't know.
I
had a disclaimer that I'm fucking, obviously, I don't know. All right.
So,
gotcha, bitch.
Cut that out.
There you go. We had some listeners mention the Mutant League games. I'm a big fan of the Mutant League. Jeff, remember the Mutant League games back in the day? It was like they had reskins of like the EA Sports, like NHL, Madden, and stuff like that. Fun as hell. I loved the Mutant League games.
That was when EA wasn't evil.
Yeah, yeah. That's when they were putting out good stuff.
To good games.
I never played those.
No,
I didn't. You know what? That's a lie. I think I played them with you.
Okay, so yeah,
but not as a
it's the
kid.
Game with the monsters. So
right.
As you injure the other team's players,
right.
They just have less and less.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So they might end up with like
new ones of those. I believe.
Do they really?
I believe so.
I think
really?
They either just made one or that's still in the
definitely
in like early beta release where like there is a new Mutant League Football.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's almost
no
like
shit.
A, like a blitz type of thing, I guess.
That's now, awesome. You know, so. I imagine that'll be kind of cool.
Blah, 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 blah.
I love that.
I love how the coaches talk to you like the fake language. It's a good game.
The hockey one's great.
What's your go-to sports game? Like, if you're going to play any fucking sports game, like, what's the first one that comes to mind?
NBA Jam.
Yeah? Joe.
I play it all the time.
I'm torn between Double Dribble and Blaze of Steel.
Right. I love both those steel. Games.
Double Dribble. I forgot
Double
about
Dribble,
that game.
Dude.
I played it the other day. I played Double Dribble. Yeah.
When it goes in,
you're
like,
great.
Yes. And if it misses, it's like, bang.
It's very demeaning.
Rory, what about you? Go-to sports game.
If I really want to play a sports game, I think I would probably play Dino Turf Masters first.
That's all right. A good one. That's a good one, dude.
We've had a lot of listeners want us to talk about golf games, but so yeah. That's
did
your
we
favorite?
Do a golf show?
Oh, yeah.
No, we talked about it and never got to.
Old Tiger Woods.
For real? Yeah. We never did a golf
we've
show?
We've had some battles with Tiger Woods.
Absolutely.
GameCube,
We drink a lot, and then we talk a good game. We're like, yeah, we're
Tiger
doing
Tiger Woods.
Next week. We never do it.
You should actually get a Tiger.
I'm really fucked up right now.
You should get a Tiger Woods tournament going on.
Jeff, what about you? Go-to sports game.
Yeah. See, when I was a kid, I grew up with, you know, the Maddens were progressively getting more realistic and
Jeff's a little younger.
So, I'll be 31 in next month. So it's for me, it was the Maddens. But really, what really changed the game for me when Sega Dreamcast did the NFL 2K.
2K.
Totally changed the game.
Yeah.
And, you know, 2K obviously was great. I had the PlayStation 2, and one of my favorite Maddens of all time was Madden 06. Not just because it had Donovan on the cover, but
that's
graphic wise, gameplay wise.
I'm just trying to get home my family.
You know what's funny? I bought a PS2 in college specifically for that game.
It's great.
It was played it for like 2 months and then I sold the PS2.
Oh, yeah. Plus,
I'm done.
Plus that Eagles team is ridiculous.
It really is.
Westbrook is unstoppable.
Yeah.
Donovan just is Donovan.
Well, we used to have a thing.
That's Terrell Owens before he went crazy, too.
Yeah, so that's in my opinion my favorite match.
When we used to play that game, we had a thing where you weren't allowed to be the Eagles because it was unfair.
It was unfair.
It was way unfair.
They were like a 90.
It's a no odd job rule.
Yeah, it was literally because it was just like Westbrook was a beast. Yeah. T.O.
It's just like the old NHL games. You couldn't be the Red Wings. You know? Red Wings were just unstoppable. Mm-hmm. Yep. You know, you can't be.
Yep.
Why are the Red Wings always good?
Seemed like the 90s. Yeah.
You know, back then,
well, didn't you see Rocky IV? The Russians all cheat.
They were a dynasty. They were a dynasty in the 90s. With Fedorov, Konstantinov.
Yeah. Oh, they were ridiculous. Yeah.
So many Russians.
But even in the early 2000s, they were always there. They were they were like the Devils. They were better than the Devils. Mm-hmm. But they were like this little gnat that just fucking never went away.
Crazy run.
Yeah. Oh, the Devils back in the day. They just didn't know how to beat the Flyers, Brodeur? Man. Or Brodeur, and they would do
that's
the
what
trap.
You get for having a goaltender, huh?
Yeah.
My thing.
Dude, seriously, how long do the fucking Devils go with fucking Brodeur there?
He's one of the best goalies ever.
Absolutely.
Top five.
It was over 20 years. It was like 25 years.
Just dominant.
Yeah.
It's a long time.
And the rest of the team was like, okay. But it didn't matter.
Right. It didn't matter.
They played that shitty little trap. They just waited for you on the blue line. And they were like, hey,
remember the Flyers?
The
Flyers
come out. Come on at us.
Remember the Flyers tried to do that?
The trap.
For you to make them
they know how to do it.
Not work at all.
The Flyers would go back to the dump and chase.
You know the Flyers, I heard something.
Oh, that's what it was. That's what they used
Flyers
to do.
Did a dump and chase.
I forget what I don't know if it was the Fanatic or what. But over the last, 30 years or something, the Flyers are the most average team in all of sports.
Sounds about right.
All of sports.
the most average?
All fucking sports. They're the most average team. They're not great. They're not bad. They're
kind of like the Ricky Fowler of hockey.
There. Yeah.
And I love
Ricky
Fowler.
He won't win a major. Yeah, eventually he will.
Right.
Most average.
No, you're right.
Every year it's the same damn thing with Flyers.
I was going to say.
You can hear all the browsing windows open. Who the fuck is Ricky Fowler?
That's a really weird.
They're like the Jim.
It's true.
They're the Jim Fowler.
I get it.
They're like the Ricky Fowler.
I get it.
You know, even if he's having a good tournament,
like he should win.
Late Saturday, Sunday, he's fucking up. Yeah. He's not going to get it done.
You root for him.
Yeah, but I root for him.
He's good. Like you're like, "Oh, this is it. He's going to win.
He's going to win a major."
Yeah, I root for Ricky Fowler.
He's scrappy.
Isn't it funny how you pick certain
I like Justin Rose.
This Masters.
Yeah, I like Justin Rose. For some reason I like Bubba Watson cuz he has a weird putter.
Bubba I can't get into Bubba Watson.
He's got a weird putter. I like it.
He seems
good for him.
But you know what? I'm going to take Ricky on the Masters this year. So we'll
are you really?
I feel like Bubba Watson would be a better face of average.
Chisel that. Jeff's taking
Ricky Fowler in the Masters in April.
It's getting chiseled in stone, Jeff. That? All right.
There you go.
What the hell were we talking about right before we talked about golf? Oh, there we go. Our favorite sports games.
Nice.
Our go-to sports games.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was saying NBA Jam.
NHL 94 or 93? 94?
NBA Jam, yeah, to me, never good. I play it like a couple times a week, every
God,
week.
The Penguins back then were so good with Jagr and Lemieux. Mm-hmm. Holy shit.
The crazy Jagr was still playing, a year or two ago, and he was on Sega Genesis.
I know.
Back in the day, dude, and he was still playing.
Temu Solani.
I know.
Was like Solani, a stud like 5 years ago. He's still playing. Yeah, I know. Great.
He's been playing for
Since 30 years. Same time frame. Like, we were like fourth grade, man.
Yeah.
Like,
you're going, fucking Ducks.
You're going way back.
You can really last, hockey players play. They can play forever, man.
Yeah, but it's, I don't know. I think it's pretty rare, honestly, to be at
Forsberg
that level.
Played a long time. Messier played a long time.
But that was back then.
Niedermeyer played a long time.
I don't know if he
played.
It's a little different now.
And all that.
Jagr's
what? Guys were freaks. They were freaks.
Two? How old was Jagr?
I mean, he was 40. 40-something.
Yeah, he's got to be over that.
Solani was 40-something. Solani was the best player on their Olympic team at the last Olympics. Like, it's crazy. It's insane how long.
Yeah, it's wild.
I mean, some of these guys are just, honestly, they're fucking awesome hockey players.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It doesn't matter how old they are. They're just fantastic hockey players. So it's cool.
They probably wear flannel, too.
And they wear flannel.
100%, yeah.
Yeah. Anyone who's cool wears flannel.
Rory, come on, man. You love sports.
I love you. That's weird. I'm sorry.
That's weird.
Can we chisel that one?
Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, shut up, fat ass.
You know who's really falling off of golf? Speaking of golf, you took Ricky Fowler.
Yeah.
Dude, what is up with Spieth?
I think he's in
his
head.
You know what it was? Did you watch the Honda? Did you watch the Honda Classic this past weekend at all?
It dips and dabs.
You know, the week before that, I don't know, it was like, I don't know how the tournament was.
Wait, was that the one last weekend?
All the big time players were there. Okay, so this past
weekend, I liked like the Honda Classic.
Most of those guys show up for the Honda Classic. They show up,
but I didn't see
any of that.
There was no big
in the last round.
Yeah,
wasn't Tiger there?
No, Tiger didn't play in the Honda Classic.
Okay,
so no red shirt on Sunday.
No red shirt. I'll tell you what.
Whatever I was watching,
golf is totally different when Tiger doesn't play.
Yeah,
it's totally different.
You mean when he's not in contention? When he's not in the top 20?
He wasn't playing. Even if he's playing, it's still enjoyable to watch.
Yeah, because you know that he's going to be on TV at some point.
But he sat out. He'll play, I guess, the next tournament coming up. Yeah. You know, he'll get ready for the Masters in, less than a month or whatever it is.
Justin,
is he ever going to win a major again, different. Jeff?
I think so.
I think he will, too.
He's been playing great.
He's got one more major. Dude, he's fucking, I don't want to say he's back, but
he's
like.
He's playing better. He's playing better. Is he ever going to win a major again?
Yeah, but these young guys are so good. Exactly. Dude, Justin Thomas is so fucking good.
And the field at a major is the best of the entire fucking world. It's not the PGA. It's everyone. It's the Europeans. Yeah. Like, fucking the Lee Westwoods and shit come over.
I think you will.
I think you're wrong. I think he never wins a major again, and I kind of like it that way, too, by the way.
Do you?
He's a fucking prick. Yes, I'm sorry. He's a prick.
I know. He might be a prick, but
I like watching him.
All right, but there's some guys. All right, see, when Tiger was
it's
good,
more interesting.
He makes,
got to look at this way. When Tiger
but
was
I
like,
root against, I did. I love him.
But when he was at the top of his game, it was him, Phil. It was VJ. And then it was like some of the older guys that were older, kind of on their way out. But now, look at the talent that's out there.
Dude,
now. The talent between the guys that are like 23 and like 32.
They hit the. Dude, their drives carry like 320.
It's ridiculous.
It doesn't make sense.
Right.
He doesn't have their accuracy on his range.
He doesn't
anymore.
Have their length.
The distance. He doesn't have
their
power
length. Anymore. Doesn't so have he tries the he tries yeah, to hit with the young guys, and he dude, his drives are terrible.
Well, the moment he figures that out,
he's got to play smart. He's got to play smart.
Exactly. The moment that he figures that out, it doesn't. If he can, he's that much of a professional. He can fucking figure it out.
He's got to figure everything out, though.
But that's fine. Once he does that, I mean, there's people who can't fucking hit. Huge
but
drives.
But
Phil Mickelson, he can hit a long drive, but he fucks it up all the time. But coming out of
his
he's
wedges,
amazing.
His short shots are
amazing.
But Tiger is not really great at anything anymore. That's the point.
Yeah.
Like,
when he
when he dominated, his length was ridiculous. Like, he was overpowering the field. And then when his short game was on, you were like, dude, no one's going to fuck
it. When his short game was
right.
on.
Back
it
then?
Was on. It was on.
But nowadays, he's not truly dominant in anything.
No, and here's
overmatched.
How you can tell. When Tiger gets on the green, his first putt, it's 15, 20 feet away from the pin.
He doesn't, his approach shots
it used to be his first putt, he would one two putt.
Stick it.
But his first putt would be like 8 feet away.
Right.
Now, he gets on the green.
It was a birdie chance.
He's way away. He's on the other side of the green. He's on the wrong side.
I'll tell you what, he still has shots that amaze me.
We still amaze
him. I had a fairway trap 2 weeks ago.
He gets hot.
Landed on the green, left side of the green, and spun sideways.
Yeah.
And he almost knocked it in.
He gets hot, you know.
Right.
Yes. He's a great golfer. Don't get me wrong. But like,
the talent in the PGA is
Course he's not nowhere. He
doesn't, like, his length isn't good anymore. His short game isn't. It's not that good anymore compared to the other.
The thing is, how old's Tiger Woods? Is he 40?
39, 40?
I'd say he's 40.
But athletically, it's not like he's not in shape. Like, he's just not dominant anymore. He's not a dominant golfer.
I can see him winning again.
I don't think he will. I don't think he'll ever win a major again.
Maybe
just because of the field. I think the field is always going to, there's always going to be one guy who's just.
Chisel it in, Joe.
Never. Ever. Okay. Ever.
He might be able to win some. Yeah, he's not going to win.
Not a major. Not a major.
There's too much there.
Too much competition.
I take it back. Tiger will win the Masters.
Just kidding. Let's get some skin on
Ricky.
I just feel like Justin Thomas was kind of like the younger guy of like the Ricky Fowler, Jordan Spieth, McIlroy.
Super talented.
Yeah, and you kind of thought like Spieth would be the guy that just kind of takes over. Well, at least that's what, you know, you were kind of being told.
Same thing with Rory,
Justin
by the way.
Justin Thomas, he's the most consistent out of all of them, though.
Yeah.
And he wins.
But you know what? The thing with Tiger, it's amazing what he did. And how he did it.
And how he dominated.
Dude, it was like phenomenal. When you think about
it. Was like Wayne Gretzky
nowadays,
stuff.
you get McIlroy that wins one tournament. Yeah. And you never, don't see him.
He never became.
Two seasons.
Yeah.
Like, people did it consistently every year.
And that's why, honestly, when I brag on Tiger, it's because I remember so clearly how dominant he was. And he is not that guy anymore. He's just not. Well,
but he what I'm saying, like and then they made people who didn't want to watch golf watch fucking. I watch golf
because
I don't give a shit about golf. You know what? I didn't give a shit
about
golf.
Dude, honestly, it got boring.
I watched golf because of Tiger Woods, and I still watch golf now.
Yeah.
Because of Tiger Woods, even
effect.
If Tiger Woods isn't playing,
that's
and
what
he was I watch
first,
golf.
He was the first golfer that made me interested in golf and bored with golf at the same time because he was so fucking good.
Yeah,
I mean, he literally dominated so ridiculously in the early 2000s that you didn't even like he's gonna fucking win.
Well, before Tiger, I mean, Jack Nicklaus was getting old, right? So you instead you were watching guys like, you know, Craig Stadler and Craig Zeller,
Greg
and then
Norman.
All of a sudden, like, and then Tiger Woods shows up. And he's hitting these like 300-yard fades,
18-year-old kid,
around dog legs, and you're like, "What in the fuck?" And he's putting it right next to the pin, and he'd be up on a Friday, he's up 10 strokes on the next guy, and a Saturday he's up 16 strokes,
that's
and he's winning tournaments by 24 strokes.
Yeah, he didn't win by one; he won
them
by
I mean, it wasn't even close.
And you don't see that now. There's nobody that dominant
if he wins now. It's like
it was like Wayne Gretzky kind of numbers were. Yeah. You know,
domination,
ridiculous
First
amount that'll never be touched.
Wayne Gretzky. Okay,
wow, what's going on with Wayne Gretzky?
Dude, I was looking at his stats the other day.
His daughter, you mean? You're looking at his daughter.
No,
yeah, he was.
Babe, don't
on
listen.
A boat.
To this. Oh. Dude, his stats were ridiculous. Dude.
They're insane.
They're insane.
They're
almost
dominated.
They're unbeatable.
Insane,
dude, he had like 200 goals.
Yeah.
Like three times.
He had like 200 points. Right?
200
not
points.
Goals.
200 points. No, not goals.
No, but he had like.
But he had like 90 some goals like two times.
Yeah.
I think he
which
has.
Which is crazy.
He has all the records, doesn't he?
Oh, it's. Yeah.
Single season,
The one that'll come close is Ovechkin.
What is that?
And I think he has a chance, but dude, it's unreal.
It is not. Like
what's
on
that,
Edmonton. Insane.
What's that? Fuck. The base. DiMaggio's record. The hitting streak. That hasn't been beaten yet, right?
Oh, I don't even know. I don't know.
I think it's actually like one of the most coveted records in sport, other than like.
Didn't Jimmy Rollins? Jimmy Rollins got to like 38, 39 or something like that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I thought it was like in the 50s.
Hits in the season or something? Or hits?
Right.
Just all career hits? I don't know.
Was it Cal Ripken?
Most consecutive.
That was a consecutive games played.
That's right.
Yeah,
because Rollins had like.
God, I kind of want to say 60, but hold on.
There are some stats like in sports 50s, that'll never get 50. Touched.
Yeah, Gretzky's
and
one
Gretzky's
of them.
Is definitely one of them.
Yeah,
and I want to say Jerry Rice's touchdown record. No one's ever going to touch it.
No one's ever touched
also
that.
Played,
I mean, the closest
like
guy was, what, T.O. Randy
years?
Moss?
T.O. Randy Moss. And
how far were they away? A long way. A long, long way. I don't even know.
You know,
but there's certain people that are dominant as fuck.
Awkward.
No, like Mike Tyson.
A long, long
50
way.
Knockouts.
Okay.
First round knockouts.
56 consecutive games.
So close. Yeah.
So,
which is amazing that it hasn't been broken. Like, I think that one will get broken before any of the other ones.
It's kind of nuts. Yeah.
Well, before Gretzky's goal.
Before Gretzky's goal.
What was it, like 99? How many goals was it in a season?
He had like 200 points.
It was like 90 goals in a season.
Multiple times. It wasn't like a...
For like three,
you know,
I think
that's
it was like
a
three
third
years.
Of a season. Yeah.
It was like three or four
That's almost a third of a season.
What are you looking up?
I'm saying like, what do they... I don't know how many... I don't know what they played in 41, but like, now, how many games are in baseball? Well, 162? Okay. Fucking 56 hits consecutive games.
That's
pretty nuts. Ridiculous.
It is.
But some of these guys can hit like 350, 360, yeah. and you almost yeah. expect them to hit every mm-hmm. game. Like, it's almost like a surprise.
I think
they went 0-4. But, like, really?
Yeah.
I remember like Ichiro in his prime, man. I mean, you mm-hmm. expected that guy to have two hits. Not one hit, two.
Yeah,
like,
yeah Ichiro was ridiculous.
As an average hitter, he would just like fucking tap it into like right field.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Here's Gretzky. All right. Here you go. Gretzky, 81, 82. I'm sorry. Let's go to 80. Well, no, let's go to 79. Oh, Jesus Christ. He's got a lot of fucking goals. But anyway,
crazy,
it goes like,
right?
It goes like 43, 51, 55, 92, 71, 87, 73.
87?
With like 100 assists.
Too. Yeah.
Like,
52, 62, 40.
92 goals in 1 year is ridiculous.
Well, the points are crazy. It's like 104, 137, 164, 212, 196, 205, 208, 215.
Points.
Points.
That's,
points.
I feel like I'm reading school closings here. 183, 149, 168, 142, 163.
Not breaking single season, but Ovechkin, like I said, has a chance to break his
I got to see. I got to see Gretzky.
Yeah. You didn't?
The Flyers beat the Rangers. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was at Costco. It was amazing.
Yeah, I did. I got Perron, to see. That was cool.
Doc, great save.
Probably like.
Did you have the raviolis?
Like, Tom Brady was cool to watch, but yeah, I got to see Gretzky. That was very cool.
Yeah. You know, I saw Bernie Perron at Tony's. Yeah, nobody knows what Tony's
bar is. Nobody knows what
Tony's Bar and Grill in Ivyland.
Hey, mm-hmm. Tony. Hey.
Bernie Perron was sitting there eating dinner when I went out to take a piss, and I saw Bernie Perron sitting there at the table. What a nice lady.
Yes. Yep.
Dude, my son Ben met Bob Kelly the other day.
Oh, did he really?
The bowl. The fucking bowl, man.
No shit.
From like championship, like Stanley Cup teams.
Yeah.
He went and he spoke at Simon Butler Elementary.
Oh, really?
Central Bucks. Yeah.
No kidding.
He was there with the coach and Ben was like, yeah, this
did a kid
guy.
Know who he is?
Did he give some bullshit speech?
No one's like something about how education
Ben came home and
important.
He described him, and he was. I was like, all right, so he won a cup, and he was describing what
sit
he looked
down,
like.
Sit down, son, and explain it.
No, I literally, because I know this whole fucking team, because it's been like drilled in my brain by my uncle and my dad. So I started good. I was like, did he look like this guy? And he was like, that's him. I was like, that's Bob Kelly. That's the fucking bull. But yeah, it was cool.
Did he have some bullshit speech about staying in school?
Yeah, he was like, you know, don't suck, don't sell drugs,
don't
be Rory, don't play video games.
You know what I love? Speaking of those speeches, a lot of them all say like, oh, you know, education's the key. None of them went to fucking school. Like they did a total violation of what they said to be multi-millionaires. Like they're the exception, not like everybody else that does go to school.
Yeah, they're probably like the last people you want to talk to your kids.
It's like
they're like, just play hockey, you'll be great.
It's like
you don't need to study anything.
Stay in school. Keep in mind, I didn't go to school. I got to school on a sports scholarship, so I didn't really go to school, and I left early to go play in the majors.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like when Bill Cosby tells you.
Yeah, they're like the exception.
I mean, he's in prison now, but like. Bill Cosby's big thing for years.
He's a motivational speaker.
For but anyone who didn't know.
But his thing was to be like, he was like an ambassador for Temple,
you know,
which is a major university here.
Yeah.
Being like, stay in school. Now, what he doesn't tell you is that he fucking dropped out of school to move to Hollywood to be a fucking actor.
Yeah, you don't see those
Temple
commercials
anymore.
He has an
honorary doctorate degree.
He has an honorary degree. Yeah, not an actual
he ain't a
degree.
Fucking doctor.
But like,
he doesn't
his
run
thing was like,
pen relays? I thought
his shtick, you know, his shtick though was like to be like, oh, stay in school, education is power, all this other bullshit. You got all your money from being a fucking actor, doing the worst possible advice you could give. If your son said, I'm going to move to Hollywood and be an actor, you'd been like, you're going to kill your mother.
I know. Dude,
that's the first thing you would have said.
I don't know about that, but I agree with what you're saying, kind of.
Yeah.
There's like
here's an accounting like
temple commercial.
Fucking learn.
There's like a stand-up routine that he does where he's like, he's really full of himself. It's like crazy.
Absolutely.
Is this Bill Cosby?
Yeah, Bill Cosby. So like there's a stand-up routine where he's like, you know, My wife and I are intellectuals. My wife graduated from Hebrew to Hobbit Ho or whatever, and I graduated from Temple University. I'm like, motherfucker, you didn't graduate from Temple University. I graduated from Temple University. You didn't graduate from Temple University.
He quit to go to Hollywood to be on I Spy and other shows in the 60s.
He's well, at least he's a good guy. We all know that.
But other famous people, other athletes are like, oh, you should definitely stay in school, except they didn't go to school or they dropped out to go into the NFL or Major League Baseball or what a joke.
bullshit, man.
It is bullshit.
I mean, if Jess wanted to go spend a day with Bill Cosby, I'm not thinking twice about it.
You know? Oh, my God.
No big deal. Oh, let me know when you're home. I'll meet you.
I'm going out for a drink with the Cos.
Now,
cool. Huxtable.
Have a great time.
Wait, Jess is going out with Bill Cosby?
I mean, if she did.
Oh, shit.
Maybe I'd be a little afraid. Should I be scared?
Cosby. I'm hanging out at Costco with Dr. Huxtable.
Just let her know. Just let her know.
I'll pick you up in the morning.
Check her drinks.
Yeah, right? That's all. Just, you know. Just make sure you can recite the entire evening to me the next day. Sorry, Bill.
Don't open up.
Yeah, he listens to the show. Can you see Bill Cosby?
Funny.
Can you see Bill Cosby in his prison cell listening to emulate
it's
this?
Like,
oh, no. They don't give you retro pies.
Time to eat a hoagie here.
You see, I love me some Super Mario Brothers.
I remember my days in Elkish Park.
Metal Blade is the best thing going.
All right, breaking news. Let's hit the breaking news.
Oh, shit, Mike. Really? Breaking news.
We have an email here. All right, this is coming from...
There we go. Information.
So emulate this mailbag.
All right, I guess this is the mailbag. Man, we cut in there hard with the mailbag. It was breaking news, and then the mailbag. Does this guy have a email or a...
This is a Facebook post.
It's probably a Telegraph post, Ryan.
It might be. I don't know if he has a nickname, right? Brian? His name is Brian. Anyway, he says, hey, guys. Oh! He's the mysterious stranger.
Nice.
He goes, hey, guys.
Not the Prince of Thieves.
Hey, he says, hey, guys, mysterious stranger checking in. Listening to the new podcast, I'm laughing my ass off at my boy Dustin being tagged with Candy Ass.
There you go.
Because Rory gave him the Candy Ass nickname.
Right.
Because, you know, Joe, he says at the end of his email, his quote was, fuck the Flyers.
That's right. Candy Ass said, fuck the Flyers.
So did Rory give him a little?
Whoa. So,
Joe, we have a contingent of like New England Boston fans in our listener base.
That's okay.
But you can root. You can.
Right. I mean, if you're a Boston fan, it's fine.
You know, but sometimes they tag their emails like, you know, fuck the Flyers, you know?
All right. Well, you know, fuck the Bruins.
But you know what? It's all good fun.
Yeah, exactly.
But you know what?
They do with the Ryle Horror Cup.
Yeah.
Don't be around here.
But it was funny because Ryan made a good point. He was like, because I think Eric was saying, like, you know, the Flyers have been, like, winning a lot of games. And Ryan was like, you got to win championships, man.
Right.
You got to win championships.
Eric was talking about season series. I was like, I don't care about season series.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
You think Ricky Fowler gives a shit?
Back to Ricky Fowler.
Hey, Ricky. Like, you listening, bud?
You think Ricky Fowler cares about...
Yeah, Ricky's head a little bit.
I love Ricky Fowler.
No, but you think Ricky Fowler cares about winning rounds of golf on a Monday? Yeah, no, he wants championships. Yeah. Huh?
Super rich, though.
So Candy Ass, he says...
probably okay. That kid lives the life.
He's probably okay. Yeah.
Right, so what does Candy Ass say?
Well, anyway, so the mysterious stranger says...
Oh, my bad.
He'll get plenty of shit for that one. Good call, Rory, calling him Candy Ass.
I'm glad you appreciate it.
You can always count on Rory for a Candy Ass.
Your friends will pick on you unmercifully forever. Yeah.
They do.
Just like these assholes.
I've been on Discord. Agreed. I've seen it. They pick on them.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
It's good, Rory.
That's cool, though.
Job.
That's cool.
No, it's fun. No, it's all in good fun. He says...
Or it isn't either one. We'll see.
He says, I want to address the multiple nicknames since Rory and Eric commented. Eric, you're pretty riled up today. Does he mean the last show? He goes, take a couple more rips off the bong and find a happy place.
I'm the mayor.
This guy's like, his talons are out.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mysterious stranger. He goes,
what you got, Rory? That's right.
And he goes, in my defense, both nicknames were given to me from old emails I sent while plowing through the backlog of our shows.
Ooh, so, plowing is a great verb.
That is a good one.
Plowing through the backlogs.
When
plowed. Plowed. There you go.
I would like to get an email from Bill Cosby asking to plow through your backlog.
You want to plow through your backlogs with some roofies?
You want to eat these hoagies? We got a hoagie.
Plow a helmet cottage.
Terrible. All bad impressions.
Babies. I know. It was like all at once. Dave, good Bill Cosby impressions coming at you.
Our friend James.
Oh, yeah.
He does an excellent Bill Cosby.
He does a great one. James has been on the show multiple times.
Suspiciously excellent.
All right, and mysterious stranger. He goes, thanks for maintaining the mysterious stranger tag, though. I love it. So he likes his nickname. I like that nickname, too. That's a great nickname.
It's a great character from Fallout.
Like, where did that come from, by the way?
Fallout.
Is that where that's from?
Yeah, literally, one of the perks in Fallout is a guy in a trench coat, no backstory at all, just shows up, fires a magnum, and it disappears. Like, there's no reason. There's no story. There's no connection directly to your character.
Pretty mysterious.
It's just like a non sequitur funny perk.
I like that. I don't like that word, non sequitur. I hate that word.
That sounds about right.
No, honestly, I hate it.
Why?
It's just unnecessary.
Oh,
it's,
Rory, what's wrong with you? Why would you say
super
why?
Vague. It's unnecessary.
Why? It is vague.
It's vague. I don't know what the fuck it means.
It means nothing.
You know how many times I've Googled that and like, what the fuck does that mean? I've done it like 40 times in my life, and
that's God.
One of those words that I don't remember what it means.
Yeah.
Because it means nothing.
Because is that what it
is? And it literally means like,
do you
that
agree with
comment
me, Joe?
Meant nothing. No, I
do.
Know where you're coming from. Non sequitur.
How do you have to
it's a non sequitur definition? The definition of non sequitur is non sequitur.
Right.
It's
a, what's the point?
It's the only definition that has the exact word.
Yeah, it's
answer.
Literally like, all right. I'm
every
done.
Time I
moving
see
on.
It, I forget what the hell it means.
Right.
Non sequitur.
Yeah, it's not memorable.
But it seems
nonsense.
More
like
it's like Rory, you know?
Nonsense.
So anyway, let's move on.
Very memorable.
We're moving on.
You're such a non sequitur.
The Mysterious Strangers, he has more here. He goes, I have a Neo Geo emulation question for Rory.
Okay.
I finally got around to adding Neo Geo titles to my RetroPie library.
Okay, great.
But I'm having trouble with many of them not
so
working.
He's like,
you just got around to that.
Get comfortable. We're going to talk about it. Too bad he's going to get it like a month
hang
from
on.
Now. All right.
He goes, Neo Turf Masters works.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as I can hear On the Queen, I'm happy.
Did he write that? That's great.
I suppose. So my question is, do I need to go through and assign different emulators for the titles that aren't working on default? Final Burn Alpha, I believe.
Okay, yeah, he's got a great question.
And then he says, thanks for making the long, shitty days at work a lot more tolerable.
Terrible.
Lot more terrible.
We could do that,
you're
too.
You're a dick, dude.
We do that, too. Tolerable. Life. Signed, The Mysterious Stranger.
That's a great, to get back to video games on a video game show that's not about video games.
No, this show is about Ricky Fowler.
Yeah, the show is a lot of sports on this show.
Well, it's funny. Our show is, it's like Seinfeld. It's the show about video games. It's not about video games. Like our show, it's like an excuse to get together. It's really about just existing. Yeah. Like it's about friends.
Yeah. We just like to drink. That's all.
Yeah.
Like Roy said before, we just like to drink.
We're fitting video games in there right at the end.
Right? Yeah.
Let's get that email.
So
in there.
Let's talk about the game that we all played this week. All right. So Neo Geo.
Neo Geo.
It's a great
emulators.
Question. The problem with arcade, I touched on this like, I don't know, like 12 shows ago. Arcade emulation is a real asshole. And the reason it is because different emulators and the versions of the emulators are specifically hard coded to look for specific versions of ROMs.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like every Neo Geo game that we have, we use Final Burn Alpha and all of them work. And to the best of my knowledge, they work flawlessly. I don't know any Neo Geo game, even like the obscure ones, they all boot and they'll play. So it sounds like his issue is that he's using a non-compatible ROM set. Like the version that's on the Pi, I don't know if he updated his Pi or what, but the version that's on our Pis is like 29.47.2 Final Burn Alpha. And that ROM set is what we use. We purposely found the ROMs that match that version of the emulator. So if he has a couple games that aren't playing, then his ROM is bad. He has to go find another version of that ROM.
Mm-hmm.
He can actually, you can go, when you boot up Final Burn Alpha, it will tell you on the Pi, in the bottom left corner, like in the menu, like the actual RetroArch menu, it will tell you the version of the emulator you're using. And I think, the one that we use, I think, is .42. Like, the last two digits are .42. But it might be .43 or .44 in the wild right now. You have to use another system called, like, CLR MAME to find the specs. Again, it's that DAT file. The specs tell you that this version of the emulator is looking for this version of the ROM.
Right.
And you won't be able to tell a Neo Geo Turf Masters that's compatible with .42 from .43 by looking at it. You actually have to look at, like, there's like CRC numbers and like shit within the data itself and like headers and all this other stuff. You need a computer program to tell you that this program is compatible or not.
Okay.
So like a good tell is if you try to boot a game and it won't load, it just goes to a black screen, then it's your fucking ROM. Your
so
ROM
that's
set.
His issue.
It sounds like the problem is his ROM set.
Oh.
What I use for my Final Burn Alpha is a website. It's French. It's called Planet Emulation.
Mm.
And that's where I got my .42s. Like, I believe the stock version of the Pi that includes Final Burn Alpha, not Final Burn Alpha 2012, which is like a derivative of it, but just Final Burn Alpha, I believe it uses .42 or .43, and everything from the Planet Emulation websites work.
Okay.
So we don't have that problem with our, we can play any game, even the later ones like King of the Fighters 2003 or that, you know, Capcom versus SNK, those games, like the later ones, they all play perfect. So that sounds like his problem.
Well, I hope he answered it.
We're going to hit it up.
Mysterious Stranger, are you happy? We'll find out. We'll find out with his next email. Next time he checks in.
It was a good diagnosis.
He'll probably figure it out.
He'll probably get back to us.
It'll probably be like 3 weeks.
It really does suck that we're not live.
We're going to get live one day.
We'll never get live.
If anyone from Sirius
wants to hire us.
WMMR.
Hey, we're here. We're here. We're just
hanging
out.
A lot of money.
We need a lot of money.
We need tons.
My wife shops. We need a lot of money.
Right. We're talking Bryce Harper money.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
Just kidding. We don't need Bryce Harper money.
Oh, my God.
Just like one
that
year.
That kind of money changes
just
you.
Just one like year. Bryce Harper money.
I mean, I like that kind of money, but you can't be normal making... How much is a year is he going to make guaranteed?
Like
5 million?
25.
So
I was going to say like 13 million.
If I made 25 million a year and I knew that was going to happen for multiple years.
I would be normal. I would do the same thing I'm doing right now.
You think I'm an asshole now?
I'm sitting here with you guys.
Jesus Christ.
I know, man.
Like, you know what? I would be like Ted DiBiase putting money in people's mouths, telling them to fuck themselves all the time. I couldn't help myself.
If you think, hold on, hypothetical scenario. Let's just say, it's not going to happen. You know, like just like you say. All right, we're going to give Emulate This a fucking $20 million contract. All right, that's, I don't know, $25 million. No, $20 million contract.
Well, Eric's not here, so you guys have to fight to the death.
$5 million each.
I'll take
now,
one.
The problem is,
we'll split it.
You start to think that like your idea is the best idea.
No, I wouldn't.
I would say
the same as I am now.
Impossible.
No,
money changes everything.
Because there's a lot of times.
It hasn't changed me so far.
We have a plan to do an FMK.
Yeah.
FMK is not my favorite. I would fight fucking tooth and nail not to do a fucking FMK.
But if I was getting paid
$5 million and I thought that
shut
like
shut your mouth and do the FMK.
No, fuck that, because I don't think it's the best thing for the fucking show. That's the thing.
Now you can got you the $50 million.
Yeah, but why would you think that like ideas are better just because somebody's paying you?
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that you're going to do things what you think is best for the show.
Oh, I know what you mean.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like if you think like, all right, fuck FMK. So like if you think like this specific segment, I think is what makes the show the best.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to push for that.
Oh.
And then say Rory says, okay, well, that's not what makes the show the best. And then all of a sudden, like,
well, we do that now. We have those arguments now.
Yeah, but
we're not even getting paid.
But Rory might concede. That's my point. But Rory might concede more easier or I might concede more easier because we're not. It's like, all right, well, fire, do your FMK, fine. But if we're getting paid fucking $5 million, fuck you. We ain't doing the Odyssey. That's the point.
I don't know. See, I wouldn't change. I'd be the constant.
I can't believe that.
Rory would be trouble.
Everybody would treat you differently. And
no, they would.
Money would change you, Ryan. I'm telling you right now, you'd be an ass.
No, I'd be the same.
You'd be even more of an ass.
Jeff, do you think I would change if I had money?
I don't know. I feel like Ryan would be the same.
I don't have the time to like change like in that kind of way and be a dick.
You wouldn't even see it.
But that would be your life.
I would just act like it doesn't exist.
That's why the show is decent, because there's no money involved.
Yeah. Say it again.
You're saying that money would not corrupt you.
No, I don't believe it would.
There's a difference between making a living and making an obscene living. Like that kind of money makes you a jackass.
Honestly, I would ignore a lot of money and I would just want to do, I wouldn't go buy like a fucking, you know, ridiculous houses and shit. That's a hassle.
Oh, well, neither would I. I wouldn't do anything like that. I don't give a shit about
it. I
kind of feel like with that kind of money, though, you need to, right?
Winning the lottery, it's just the freedom to know that you don't have to struggle or, you know.
You can do whatever you want.
You know what?
Every time you hear all the time about the people that win the money, that our state's kind of goofy because by law, you have to, like, declare that you're the winner. You can't be, like, an anonymous person.
That's right. Yeah, Delaware, you don't have to.
A lot of states, you don't have to even.
But here you do. What do you do?
You have to go and like do a picture with the stupid fucking
and then you move
woodchuck and then you can move.
I would wait till the last second to do that. You got to set up a lot of shit before.
Most people do.
What they'll do is they'll make like a shell company and be like a holdings company and claim that the holdings company won, not the person.
You can do that, right?
I believe you can.
Yeah,
but like you have to be publicly declared and named in Pennsylvania.
Yeah,
but like you, my point is, you hear all the time that people that win the lottery. Now maybe this isn't true. You only hear the once in a while. But those people are incredibly unhappy because everybody changes around them. Because everybody
other people
wants
change.
A peep
other people
them.
Change. Yeah.
Now I think all people are the same. That you, they change to you. Everybody wants money, right? If you were like a millionaire,
I want money,
would treat
but
you
like,
differently.
Well, yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. People treat you differently. It doesn't mean you change.
Well, I don't know about that.
Well, so what? Eventually, you probably change. All right, look.
I'm not going to start.
Yeah, are you going to, you know, buy a slightly...
I'm not going to start walking around.
Slime shirt, probably.
Yeah, maybe not right away, but eventually... Yeah.
I'm not going to walk around in, like, you know, white fucking tuxes all the time and drive around in Rolls Royces.
But eventually... He'd probably change. We'd all
I'll keep the car
change.
I have now. You know,
we all got fucking rich. Over time, we'd fucking change.
You know what? Hold on a second.
Maybe not right away. But
keep
yes.
the car. You got a nice car.
You do.
So,
yeah. So that's
you get like an S8.
That's nothing big.
He'd also have like seven other cars.
I got a Hyundai Accent. That would be a bigger. Hey, I'll keep the car I got now. I got a Hyundai Accent. Brian's got a nice car. All right.
And a pretty sweet motorcycle out there, too. So,
but what I'm saying is, I'm not going to like buy like all these houses in Florida.
Right.
Long Island and stuff like
you
that.
Might buy, you might buy a condo.
I don't have time for that. Like if it was like Tuesday, right? Here's what. Here's the kind of shit that I would do.
Why not Wednesday?
Well, let's say it was Tuesday.
I kind of like Wednesday.
So if it was Tuesday and I call you guys, hey guys,
bullshit.
Sixers are on the night. You want to go out and watch the game? You're like, no, I got to work. I
got
to work.
You got $5 million.
Take off.
Fuck
I don't have any vacation time. Oh yeah, I'll pay you.
Oh no!
Whatever the fuck you'd make in a day, I'd be like,
I would say go fuck yourself.
Why?
How much? Are you talking? How much?
I would. Don't pity me. Go fuck yourself.
I wouldn't pity you.
No, you might not be. But I would feel like you.
Why would that be pity?
All right, I'm just gonna say I take that RV. Absolutely.
Yeah, right, Jeff would.
I need.
I wake up at 3 o'clock in the goddamn morning every day. I would go with you.
I love how
Jeff took the mic off the stand.
This is my Dirk Nowitzki.
I love how Jeff's like taking took the mic off. The stand.
I agree, man.
That's great.
It's a good dollar, man. Like I'm with,
damn right. We go down to the game. We hang out. Yeah, I pay you a day's pay because I feel I don't want to waste your time. I feel bad.
Oh no, fucking way. No, I wouldn't do it.
What, you got too much pride?
I wouldn't do it. Yeah,
get the fuck out of here.
I don't think.
If Joe said to me, if I said to Joe, I can't take a day off. I can't go down to the game with you. I'm out of vacation time. And Joe went, dude, I'll give you a day's pay. And I know Joe's a fucking millionaire. I'm like, absolutely.
Bullshit.
I'll take that.
Like, fucking hell, Joe.
You wouldn't do that, Ryan. I know you.
Yes,
you
would. I would.
No, Joe wouldn't take the money.
I could see
I would
that.
Definitely
Ryan,
take the money.
I know you. You would be like, No, fuck.
Oh, I get to skate
dude,
my
Ryan,
everyday
you would
reality?
You would pull out your credit card before that would happen.
Yeah, maybe I would, but I'm trying to win an argument here, Mike. See, you're killing
well,
the
well,
argument.
Well, like a stand-up guy goes, let me, I'll buy my own ticket. But then the other guy goes, no, dude.
I got it, dude.
It's a fucking club
limo.
Suite.
And you're
it's
like,
a club suite. Let me get
club
this.
Suite.
And you go, all right, dude. That's cool. Let's go.
We're hanging out.
You start expecting that.
We're like the fucking Beastie Boys hanging out.
I'm like D in the corner.
Another weird
And Rory's
reference.
Not there.
Ricky Fowler and the Beastie Boys.
Rory's got too much pride. He's home playing Dark Souls by himself.
Right. I'd make my own. I would, if I had that kind of money, I would make my own fucking Dark Souls.
Yeah.
I would call it the Dark Souls.
Well, that's another thing. I would start my own company. I would buy, honestly, what I would do, I don't know what I would do.
You'd
but
make
I,
a production company.
I would buy a studio.
And
I would build my own studio.
And I would join you
there.
In that venture.
Yeah. And I would get people that wanted to do shows and, record musicians and stuff like that. And that's what I would do.
That's what I would do as well.
I'd record it. Me and Mike would work together.
Okay. There you go.
Couldn't do it.
We'd partner up.
I'm telling you right
just
now.
Make this
you wouldn't. You wouldn't do that, Roy. Right. Start a business like
happen.
That. Something you like doing.
No.
What would you do?
Yeah, but why can't you do that now?
Because
it's a lot of money.
Money.
Not say, yeah.
The
but
time,
you can make
Jeff.
It work.
It's the time.
Well, I could bring people here.
I know that.
It's the time.
It's money too. Like you need an investor. You need somebody who's willing to be like,
yeah,
I'll fucking pay you millions of dollars. You know,
I mean.
People
you know,
do it.
In a sound studio. Yeah.
Dude, I got two kids that
studio.
You know, probably have to go to college. That's a lot of
money.
All right, and they
got
to go to college.
Time. They're three. You got
who needs college?
You're right. Yeah, no, bullshit. That's exactly right. They're three. I got to fucking start saving because they're going to college at the same time. They're twins. They're going to college at the same time. That is a hell of a bill. Holy fuck.
This whole show's going to get scrapped.
This show is off the rails. Joe's like looking at me. He's like, Ryan's going to scrap this motherfucking thing.
I was thinking that exact thing.
No, I think the show turned out pretty well. For a bullshit show.
No,
guys.
I agree.
Wait, was
you think
it bad?
So?
I don't know if it's up to
you. Was this bad? What happened over here?
No, I was just looking at Ryan,
Joe,
thinking, because Ryan's like looking at the screen, he's like, all right, where are we at?
And I think Joe saw something, Joe goes, Ryan's going to scrap this fucking show.
I think it's a good show.
I think this is a really good show.
It's a cute show.
Jeff, you have fun on the show?
It's cute.
It's good.
We talked about
good.
Sports.
Right, it's a cute
and
show.
I know the listeners
it's
like
cute.
But anyway, I thought it was a good show.
It's
for a random
show.
We did a lot of sports, and we covered an email. We talked about what it would be like if we had lots of money.
Which is going to be all of our reality here shortly.
Well,
whoever's listening to this, listen to this show and was like,
I mean, odds are.
This is the show that solidifies the whole
my
deal.
My PayPal is Joseph at yahoo.com if anyone would like to send me some cash.
I love how you just came out your
I don't give a fuck. All you can do is send me money. So Rye's going to cut that later.
Most likely.
This was a fun show.
It's a better show without Eric. I agree.
It is.
Eric's fucking
without that spinner.
I love when he's all stoned too, and you can tell.
Yeah,
it's great.
That's all the time. Yeah, it's like every day that ends in the word day. Yeah. He genuinely makes me laugh. Like he's a really funny person.
Yeah,
when he was alive. But
yeah, we're talking about him like
we're stalling.
Right.
Thanks for coming on, Jeff.
Yeah. Thanks for having me, guys.
Joe, thanks for coming on once again.
Thanks for having us, man. It's a nice break from my fatherly duties.
Yes.
You know?
No. Absolutely.
Yeah. Both of you.
Anytime I get a chance to escape.
Right.
Sorry,
escape.
No
escape.
Yeah. No. Yeah. No. It's been cool. Fun. It's been real.
That's great.
All right. Well, let's get the fuck out of here. Thanks for listening. You can find us on Twitter at Emulate This, on Facebook Emulate This. Go to our website, emulatethis.net. And also, absolutely go check out the Discord server. Just search Emulate This and log on to Discord and join the discussions. All right. Till next time.
I'm the mayor.
There you go.